Good morning. I'm Alan Lytle, WUKY News. Best-selling author Erin Morgenstern and a host of circus performers will be bringing her award-winning novel The Night Circus to life at a gala event tonight from 7 to 11 at the Red Mile Round Barn. The celebration serves as the finale to this year's One Book, One Bluegrass community reading program sponsored by 7 Central Kentucky Library Systems. Here to talk with me about it, I have Erin Morgenstern herself and Doug Tattershall with the Lexington Public Library. Welcome to you.
Thank you.
And let's start with you, Doug. Tell us a little bit about the evolution of One Book, One Bluegrass.
Well, the evolution starts with a program called One Book, One Lexington many years ago. And it just was a program to encourage everyone in Lexington to read and discuss the same book. And so we would pick a book we thought a lot of people would like. And then it expanded and became a regional event just a few years ago and has really taken off. The energy from all the different public libraries, the thoughts about book selection, it's really been a dynamic partnership.
And it has appealed to a wide variety just based on the book that you select in each case, correct?
Every year is a little different based on the book that we pick. We want to bring in as many people as possible. But, for example, we had a walk in the woods last year, and our theme was literally taking a walk in the woods. We had hikes in every county that was participating, and it was a lot of fun. It certainly had a different audience probably than this year's, which is so completely different, a very formal, atmospheric sort of novel.
And let's talk a little bit about The Night Circus. What made you guys think that this would be the book we want everyone to read this year?
The Night Circus has been a really popular novel. It has a really it already has a great following before we ever even introduced it as our book. And there's a lot of people who were big fans of it, and a lot of people who we knew would like it once they heard about it.
And Doug, through the magic of 20th century technology, we have Erin Morgenstern joining us with on the phone today because she is en route to Lexington. She hasn't quite made it here yet, but say hello to Erin Morgenstern.
Hello, I'm sorry my flight was delayed.
What was it like to have your book selected for an entire region to read and discuss?
I'm flattered. I think it's a fantastic idea. I think it's a great thing for a community to, one of the things I love about reading is getting other people to read the books that I like and then discuss them. So having an entire event built around that idea of reading the same book and sharing ideas and discussing it. And then, of course, putting magical stuff for this weekend together, and I actually get to visit and see everything. I think that's fantastic.
What was your previous experience with Lexington, Kentucky?
I was very briefly in Lexington, Kentucky. It was on my little whirlwind of a winter book tour. And I remember it very specifically because they were the only bookstore that I went to. It was Joseph Bethlehem's had cocktails. So I remember them very fondly.
All right, Erin, we will let you go. I know you're en route to Lexington, and we look forward to your arrival. And thanks for checking in today.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
Okay, Doug, so let's reiterate the time and location for tonight's event.
Okay, it's from 7 to 11 at the Red Mile Round Barn, which is on Red Mile Road right near the racetrack. It's the big white sort of, I don't know what kind of polygonal-shaped building that is, but I think it's a very known landmark, so people should be able to find it easy.
And it is from 7 to 11, and there are likely to be quite a few folks dressed up in steampunk garb.
We have three different costume contests. One is steampunk, one is a character from the novel The Night Circus, and one is just black, white, and red, which plays in the novel as an important element.
All right. My guest today has been Doug Tattershall with the Lexington Public Library, and on the phone, Erin Morgenstern and the Night Circus, which will be discussed and celebrated tonight at the Red Mile. Thanks again for joining us today.
Thank you.